Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
He needs to be out there. He's a difference maker, you know? And I'm sorry, I love to watch the Green Bay Packers play. I like to see him play good football, and I like to see him win, you know? I mean, I kind of want the trifecta every week. But at the same time, he's just a guy who speeds things up a little bit as well. And this is a really fast league at this point in time. And I just said it a few minutes ago. When you watch him, he is operating at a different speed than almost everybody else on that field. And, because he can be across the field, and he can keep up step for step with guys like your fastest receivers and even your running backs. And he can
feel his presence.
I know. I mean, and you can see him actually cross the field and still keep up with them stride for stride and get the tackle. Let's be honest. How many Packers linebackers right now can do the same thing? None of them.
How many linebackers around the
in
league?
In general.
If you have one on your team, you're really happy that's that exceptional. But I'll use Cooper as an example, too, of the strength and conditioning staff and the coaches, the assistants, because when he came back last night, he was healthy. He looked great. And he was in the game neck up. And they lose Quay Walker, didn't faze him a bit. He acts and looks like he belongs on the field. And I'm hopeful with Jair Alexander that when he gets back, it's going to be the same. And when he comes back, that looks like Jair Alexander. He's ready to go. And again, I give a lot of props to the Aaron Hill who came over from the Niners. And maybe a coincidence that the Niners have had all these dreadful injuries, but it is a fact, regardless of the Niners, the Packers are really healthy, knock on wood, and really, really, they don't look weary or tired or any of that stuff in games or as the season has progressed here, either one.
Yeah. I think Matt LaFleur made some very smart decisions this offseason. I really, truly do. From his coaching staff, and I know Goody is mostly in charge of, you know, bringing in the players. But let's be honest, there's conversations that happen. The head coach goes to a lot of those training camps and things as well, you know, and watches the young players. So there were some good conversations. One of the things, and this is just nitpicky, but one of the things that really bothered me last night watching this game, and I try not to listen to the commentators all that much because, you know, talking heads, but Chris Collinsworth said a surprisingly good game by the Packers defense. And I'm like, are you kidding? This offense right now with Sam Howell has 3 positive yards. That's more than a good game. That is actually dominating a backup quarterback like a defense should. Like they just happen to wander on the field and, you know, maybe get a few stops or something. I was like, let's give them some more credit than that.
Well, the Packers defense at one point, now I haven't checked the dope sheet in a while, but they had 7 games of 20 or fewer points allowed.
Yeah.
And that was maybe through 10.
Right.
So, you know, and then again last night, this run they've been on, I mean, Jordan Love's passer rating all over 100, and they're throwing fewer pass attempts and points they're putting up. In the meantime, 13, what did the Niners get against them? The Dolphins?
Yes. Yes.
You know, so
I just defense, thought it was. Yeah. I thought it was an odd comment, and I thought it was a little disrespectful for a team that was basically dominating a backup quarterback as a backup quarterback should be dominated. Now, by the way, as we were talking, somebody sent me a video of Christian Watson at his locker last night. He says he took a cleat to the shin on the very last play, which is why he was checked on the sideline. He is completely fine. So it sounds like there was nothing major, but a cleat to the shin probably didn't feel so great. So I can understand why.
Yeah.
But that's good news.
Bed frame to the shin. I'm thinking of all the things to the shin.
Yes,
over the
yes.
They could, I've never had, but I imagine right up there, yeah.
Yeah, so thank you to Don, who sent that video in, and the fact that we can now see that comment. So it sounds like he'll be good to go for Monday night. Now, with that being said, I guess this is where we root for the Bears tonight.
yeah, I suppose. I'm with you there.
I mean, they've already been eliminated, but we're hoping for a better game against the Minnesota Vikings. I don't think we'll probably get our Christmas wish, Packers fans, unfortunately. That seems to be a franchise in a whole lot of disarray, the Bears, that is. But the Minnesota Vikings and the Bears tonight, obviously, you know, some implications in the NFC North. Again, I think that one's probably pretty safe, but never say never, because you never know what's going to happen in this league. And the Bills, who thought we'd be part of the Bills Mafia yesterday? Thank you to them for getting a win over the Detroit Lions.
What pass rush and being able to run the football to unleash Josh Allen. What a formula.
Yeah.
I do have to give the Lions props, though, because it was 35-21, and I'm saying this thing isn't over yet.
Right. Yeah, no, agreed. Agreed. And with the Lions, you never quite know. We've seen them, no pun intended, roar back, you know, and come in to beat a team by a point or two. We've seen that happen. So you never quite know. And they're a very well-coached team. So you can never tell. But I was okay with the Bills going in there and getting that win yesterday. I was totally fine with that.
I'll take a little chip of that invincibility away, you know?
Well, they lost some more players yesterday. I don't know how bad those injuries were, but
McNeil was the big one that I saw go down, and I'm not sure how bad that was, but he was really frustrated. And he's one of the last best defensive linemen standing. I didn't even know if he's standing, you know.
They've got some major issues on the defense, and I know there's a chance that they get some of those players back going into playoffs, but one or two guys here and there, yeah, it'll make a difference, but that doesn't really recreate everybody that you've lost either. So, and now, again, like you said, to start things off, they don't look quite as invincible as they did once before. So hopefully there's a little bit of a book out there now on what you need to do to beat the, not everybody can have Josh Allen. So I guess you do what you got to do.
Right. Although, not everybody has Jordan Love, and the Packers, I think, would welcome a third shot with the Lions. In fact, I'd rather have a third shot against them than the second shot against the Eagles.
Yes, absolutely. The one thing I really wish Jordan Love would be better at this year is his decisiveness when he's going to take off running and when he's not. There's been a few times this year when, and maybe it's been because of the injury, maybe they're trying to hold him back a little bit because he was injured. I don't know, but take off running or don't. But don't start and then stop and then decide to throw, and it just gets messy and it ends badly every single time. I wish there was a little bit more decisiveness there, but I think that will come as things progress, and maybe, you know, as he gets a little bit more comfortable. I don't know if that's even the right word at this point, because you're almost done with the season, getting ready for playoffs, but playoff mentality is a whole different thing too. So
I
don't know.
He really hunts the big play downfield like crazy.
Yeah, and he does.
Point, I mean, last night, one carry for 4 yards. That was it for Jordan Love. And I don't know how Vegas knows, but I think it was 5.5 was the over under for Jordan Love rushing yards. You jump on over all day, but oh no. But you're right. If he's decisive, he can move the chains with his legs. Yeah. And we've seen him do that.
Yeah. But he was much better at it last year.
Yeah. It might be a byproduct of the injury. Perhaps the last thing to kind of, but he really is conscientious of trying to get guys downfield.
Yeah, he really is.
Plays. So yeah, I guess if that's the trade off, as long as you're not throwing interceptions.
Sure. No, and I get, but we've also seen him lose yardage because of the hesitation. You know, I mean, we've seen him get backed up 2-3 yards from, you know, the line of scrimmage. And it just, I wish the decisiveness was. Yeah.
And the holding penalties you bring. Mm-hmm. You incur those because you invite them when you're holding the ball longer, and guys can only block so long, and they don't want to be the one that got you hit.
Right.
And they don't even aren't really sure where you're standing anymore behind them.
Exactly.
You know?
So I just wish the decisiveness would come with everything else that he's basically gotten better at as the season's progressed. So
well, it makes everyone else's job easier. Whether you're right or wrong, you're at least decisive. And that's one of the things LaFleur mentions about him. He was just bragging on his decisiveness coming into the Seattle game. But not in terms of running the ball, in terms of throwing it.
Right. No, and he doesn't hesitate there. We've said that before. He believes his receivers. I mean, we've seen him get into trouble because he always believes his receivers are going to come down with the ball. So I don't discredit him for that. I sometimes don't like those decisions, especially if it's a turnover-worthy play. But at the same time, I just thought last year he was much more decisive. If he was going to run, he was going to run. He didn't think twice about it. I don't know if that's maybe the coaches in his ear a little bit, maybe the training staff in his ear a little bit, maybe all of it. But it's like make the decision and commit, go do something. But we dance around in the back pocket a little bit. So, but yeah, that's, I mean, if that's my biggest gripe though, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, most people make a list of what they want for Christmas. You make a list of things you don't want to see anymore by
right,
Christmas.
Right. Exactly.
And I check this off. I want to cross this off.
So that's my biggest gripe. I think we're in a good spot. So with that being said, you have a wonderful week, and we will talk again later this week as we get ready for the Saints at Lambeau Field right before Christmas. Should be a great game. And I guess we root for the Bears. That's so hard to say as a Packers fan, but hopefully they can make life a little hard on the Vikings tonight. You have a wonderful week, Chris. We'll talk soon. And this is Hanging with Havel here on Max FM. It's brought to you by Tricor Insurance.
From small town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to thank everyone for another incredible season. As the farm closes its doors for the year, they'd like to express their gratitude for your support and remind you how much they value being a part of your traditions. From everyone at Oakwood Fruit Farm, happy holidays. They look forward to welcoming you back next fall for more fresh fruit, family fun, and wonderful memories. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every season brings something special. See you next year.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Turn it up.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant back with you, ready for the world on Max FM.
Laughing always say it's good for the geese, it's always good for the gander, Irish sailor.
Yeah. Thank you. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Monday morning. Don't forget, you can stream us on our website at max.fm. You can ask that smart device play Max FM Baraboo, or better yet, download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Look for Max Mouse, tap on 99.7 Max FM. Stream us with you wherever you're at. Here is Shannon on Max FM.
We started dancing and love put us into a groove. As soon as we started to move, the music played while our bodies displayed through the dance. Then love picked us out for romance. I thought it was clear.
I could leave, but I won't go. Well, it'd be easier.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday morning. Don't forget to text in Christmas card with your name and address, and we will send you a Max FM Christmas card with Emily and my smiling face on it. Today is really getting to be the last chance to get one of those cards, so you need to text that in today, 608-355-9970. Text in Christmas card with your name and address, and we'll send you a Max FM Christmas card, or you can use a free Civic Media app. Look for Max Miles. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Click text and enter in Christmas card with your name and address, and we'll hook you up with that Christmas card. You're also going to need that Civic Media app right around 11 for our next keyword in our grown-up gift list text to win statewide contest. Coming up, we'll have an update on weather music by the Lumineers on Max FM.
Welcome to the 10th day of the Max FM 12 Deals of Christmas. Disorderly Conduct Rage Room in Sauk City offers you a chance to let out your stress and frustrations by taking a sledgehammer to a computer, destroying a TV, or smashing a bunch of dishes with a baseball bat. Or if smashing is not your thing, grab some paint and splash it all over a friend or coworker in the safe space. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $50 gift certificates for just $25 today only with the Max FM 12 Deals of Christmas.
Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to thank everyone for another incredible season. As the farm closes its doors for the year, they'd like to express their gratitude for your support and remind you how much they value being a part of your traditions. From everyone at Oakwood Fruit Farm, happy holidays. They look forward to welcoming you back next fall for more fresh fruit, family fun, and wonderful memories. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every season brings something special. See you next year.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
oakwoodfruitfarms.org. Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so, so many gifts to explore when you go, go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
Curbside pickup available and the lowest prices for over 30 years only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly. B21.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Foggy and drizzly this morning. It is going to stay mostly cloudy all day and become a little breezy by late this afternoon. High today, 38. Tonight down to 27. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. 36 with some light snow tomorrow night. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
99.7 Max FM.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. I've been sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I went wrong. But I can write.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here is EMF, Unbelievable on Max FM.
Unbelievable.
You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable. Unbelievable.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Some of them hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday morning. We're rocking this town with the Stray Cats. The Sauk County Farm Bureau is holding a milk drive. The first $750 of donations will be matched by the Sauk County Farm Bureau and Rural Mutual Insurance Company, Darrell Polfus Agency. Donations will be collected through the end of the year. Milk will be distributed to students across Sauk County through the Ag2 Classroom program in early 2025.
Milk provides students with 13 essential nutrients to support learning and growth. For more information, go to the Sauk County Farm Bureau Facebook page. Coming up, we'll have a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo, and our 50-minute music hour continues with Duran Duran on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
It's the season of giving, and Pizza Ranch in Baraboo is helping you spread the cheer. For every $50 gift card you buy, you'll receive a $10 bounce back card for yourself. Plus, you can help a family in need with a pizza pack donation. Pizza Ranch is where your gift keeps on giving, to you and to others. So stop by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and give the gift of pizza this season. Treat yourself, treat others, and make someone's holiday a little brighter.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Christmas celebrations continue in downtown Baraboo with horse-drawn wagon rides, an opportunity for kids to visit with Santa, as well as carolers on the square. For this final Saturday, Santa will be at the Al Ringling Theater from 11 until 2 p.m. Enjoy the free horse-drawn wagon rides from that same time. And also on Saturday the 21st, it's Gnome for the Holidays with the Family Scavenger Hunt. Celebrate the season with the whole family while you shop over 40 locally owned stores in downtown Baraboo. Join in the fun while shopping with the first ever Elf on the Shelf scavenger hunt. Check out all the details at downtownbaraboo.com. And it's also time for the December Torch Lit Hike on that Saturday the 21st from 5:30 until 7:30. Meet at the Rock Elm Shelter at the North Shore entrance of Devil's Lake State Park at 5:30. Campfire Kevin will be in attendance welcoming guests with his well-known music for the occasion. Be sure to dress accordingly. This will go until 7:30. It's a free event, but you do need a state park sticker to enter the park. And with so many holiday events all around the area, be sure to check out those area Chamber of Commerce websites for all those details.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy McAsey, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
99.7 Max FM.
Close to home.